days. Rest of the story. No one in the family would ever forget the morning Estelle died. Perhaps because such an extraordinary coincidence was involved. You see, many years before, just as she was giving birth to her youngest child, David, she urgently asked the nurse in the hospital, "What time is it?" And the nurse pointed to the clock, answered that it was 4 a.m. That brief exchange was well remembered, perhaps because it reflected Estelle's lifelong desire to make order out of chaos. But in any case, when 4 decades later, Estelle is gravely ill in the hospital, a nurse recalled how the dear elderly woman opened her eyes and asked deliberately, "What time is it?" And again, it was 4 a.m. With that, Estelle died. It took time for the chilling news to reach son David. It came in a phone call from his brother. But you see, David was then in a different time zone. And as he was learning what had happened, he glanced at the clock, and it was exactly 4 a.m. Now, the rest of the story. Estelle's husband, Louis, was heartbroken. His children, concerned, tried to think of ways to support him emotionally. It was decided that he must not be left alone, that at least one of them must be with him at all times. So a world cruise was suggested. The Queen Elizabeth II was selected. Now it's April 1988, 2 years since Estelle has died. Husband Louis, days prior to his 92nd birthday, was sailing the sunny South Pacific on the QE2. A son and granddaughter were accompanying him. Louis was fine. He was fit and happy. He was sitting in the ship's dining room in his smart white dinner jacket when suddenly he became ill. He was immediately escorted to the ship's infirmary, where it was determined that his lungs were filling with fluid. Louis was lying in the infirmary bed, gazing up at a shelf, stocked with bedpans. The doctor asked him if everything was all right, and Louis answered that he did not like the view. The next moment he was dead. Son David says it pleases him to think that the parents he loved so much did not die in a nursing home in a tattered robe, but that they passed away, their closet filled with formal attire, doing what they loved to do best, traveling. So now you, when you retell this story, and you will recall not only that David, the son of Estelle and Louis Brenner, that he is the comedian David Brenner, but you will relate that his parents loved to travel and that they died almost precisely 2 years apart. Almost precisely at 4 a.m. in the South Pacific on separate world cruises aboard the Queen Elizabeth II in the same ship's hospital, in the same bed. That is the rest of the story.